Harriet Hageman, Liz Cheney and Democrats willing to falsify evidence to destroy Donald Trump. By Charlie Spiering on December 19, 2021. Harriet Hageman, the Republican primary challenger to Representative Liz Cheney, R.Y., criticized her opponent for teaming up with Democrats to falsify evidence on the January 6 investigative committee to destroy former President Donald Trump. "She's aligned herself with people who falsify evidence," Hageman said in an exclusive interview with Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle on the Sirius/XM Patriot channel. Hageman pointed to the committee's release of evidence that was heavily doctored and redacted to misrepresent text messages from Representative Jim Jordan to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. She noted that Wyoming was embarrassed to see Cheney teaming up with dishonest Democrat investigators like Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, on the committee. "She's aligned herself with people who falsify evidence," Hageman said. She also pointed out that Cheney mistakenly claimed that Trump refused to react to violence at the Capitol on January 6 for 187 minutes, a claim that was proven false with public information from the New York Times. "When you have to make up the story, when you have to try and make it sound worse than it was, the facts aren't on your side," she said. Hageman said that support for Cheney in Wyoming had evaporated because of her decision to use her position to prosecute Trump. "We're embarrassed. We're embarrassed this woman is using our state," she said. Hageman warned the January 6 committee was incredibly dangerous and hurting our country for the unprecedented decision to investigate a former president. "We don't use the power of the government to investigate former presidents or their supporters or the people that work for them," she said. "We don't use the power of the federal government to try to destroy people for political reasons." Hageman said it was just one more example of how Cheney was using her seat to pursue a political vendetta against Trump rather than representing the people of Wyoming. "Liz Cheney has lost Wyoming. Liz Cheney doesn't live in Wyoming. She doesn't represent us. She doesn't represent our values," she said.